going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, in HD1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, taking your phone calls, taking your text messages. For example, 707 just hit us up on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line and wrote one word. The word was Waikiki.
Oh.
Is that where Houston will be on Thursday?
I doubt it. I mean, that's a long flight from Houston. Probably
sounds,
more like Cancun.
Nice,
it's a short little hop to Cancun from Houston.
Yeah, probably.
Isn't Cancun like the cliched destination for a team when they get eliminated?
NBA on TNT has adopted, Cancun.
1, 2, 3, Cancun.
I don't know why Cabo got left out, but all of those places, whatever. Yeah. Tahiti. Dude, go where you want. Go where you want. These are people of much resource.
Some means, yeah.
Yes.
They got some means. So, they're probably not really ready to book flights just yet. But if you're Houston, it's not a must win. But I was looking at the numbers earlier, and numbers are numbers.
They are.
Only 13 teams have ever come back from 3-1 down.
Oh, yeah. No, this is...
It's 4.5%.
Yeah. No,
that's the number.
This is the pivotal one. This is the Warriors take control of the series if they win tonight, for sure. Okay. It's 5 o'clock. Not somewhere. Here. And we got one more hour to hang out until we get fully into Game 4 coverage right here on 95.7 The Game. And our goal between now and then is to hear from as many of you as possible, especially if you're on your way to the game. But even if you're not, if you're on your way to the sports bar, if you're on your way to a friend's house, if you're on your way home, whatever it is you're doing as you get ready for this game, let's talk it out. Let's have some fun. 888-957-9570 is the number here on Willard and Dibbs. Let's go to Debbie in Palo Alto. Hi, Debbie. Thank you for waiting. What's going on?
Hi. I'll be pretty quick. I have a quick thing on Jimmy and then Jonathan Kuminga.
Sure.
I think the way I remember with Jimmy, he and Willard wanted desperately to play it together, and I think there were contract negotiations, and they fell through. And, you know, I think Jimmy is somebody you just have to listen to and go as far as you can to make him happy, or because it seemed like the next year things didn't go well with him. And with Jonathan Kuminga, you know, he's a kid. And think about when you were, 22, 23. I think for him to know that there's constant banter about, oh, my God, what's wrong with him? And he's going to get traded, and there's no way he's going to stay on the team. I think it gets to him, and it would get to me. Anyway, that's it.
Debbie, thanks. Listen, there's no refuting that. I don't know exactly what's going on in the head of Jonathan Kuminga, and no doubt this is difficult. Of course it's difficult. There's only one piece of what you said that I kind of will push back on, and it's when we go, he's 22, he's just a kid. You mean like all of the Rockets? They're all 22, and nobody is saying, oh, there's something wrong with him. It's simply, I think, for me, and you all can do however you want with it, I think it's fair to say that that performance the other night was disappointing. I found it to be a disappointment. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with him. It doesn't mean I hate him. It doesn't mean I want him traded right away. All of these things that people say, we get so like yin-yang where it's got to be all the way at one end of the spectrum. Jonathan had a build-up, a lead-up, messaging, and notice that he would start and that an opportunity presented itself on Saturday night. I don't think he did much with it. That's all.
Yeah, I think he did more with it than you think, and that's where I don't know if it's going to determine whether or not he gets playing time tonight, because it feels like if Jimmy's going to play, and Tim Roy actually made this point, if Jimmy's going to be healthy enough to play, then he's going to play, and he's going to play a lot. And if the prevailing notion is that Jonathan and Jimmy don't play well together, and Jimmy Butler plays 40 minutes in this game tonight, well then, I don't know how much runway there is for Jonathan Kuminga. I look at the way J.K. played, and I thought that defensively he was really solid, especially on Jalen Green early in that ball game, and he made a couple of great moves and scored a couple of baskets. He missed a few open bunnies, layups going to the basket, and he took maybe one ill-advised shot, and the one thing that he didn't do that he hasn't consistently done in his career is rebound, and that's the one thing for me as I look to the future of Jonathan Kuminga. When you're 6'7 and that athletic, you should be a better rebounder than getting one in 17 minutes.
Totally agree. 888-957-9570. Steve in Oakland is next up. Hi, Steve. We thank you for the call.
Hey, guys. Thank you for being on. I would want to talk about the physicality. I know for a fact that if the NBA allowed the physicality in the playoffs to be more like the regular season, you would see so many more viewers. This is what we want to see as fans, the physicality. And, you know, I know everyone says Dylan Brooks is dirty. You know, he's like Ime. He's going to get away with whatever that the wow. So it's on the refs in the league. If they want cleaner play, they got to tighten it up a little bit. And then lastly, what I want to say is leave Zaza alone. That dude was a big klutz that whole season. He almost injured Steph rolling into his knee. Zaza wasn't even looking at Kawhi when he injured him, and Kawhi actually had rolled his ankle the series before. So Zaza wasn't being dirty when Kawhi landed on his foot. He wasn't even looking at him. But, you know, I do think the increased physicality in the playoffs is something we like seeing, and it's a reason why, you know, players like James Harden and stuff, they can't cut it when they get to the playoffs because of the physicality.
Steve, thanks. Appreciate the call. I'm going to leave the Zaza stuff out because it's just kind of water under the bridge. I don't know that we can pick and choose when something's dirty or not based on our own fandom. The larger point that Steve is making, though, about the physicality. Look, I'm going to largely agree. I don't mind it. I think that this has become very watchable to a degree. There's just a line. There's a line, and then even more so, I think there are specific things that the referees in the league really need to focus on. I'm going to kind of borrow what Tim Roy said. I agree with him completely. Physicality, fine. There are specific things that you can tell are being strategically coached in certain series for certain players, and I think it's incumbent on the referees to be ready for them, look for them. I think you're starting to see it. I'm talking about the way Orlando is pushing around Jason Tatum. I'm definitely talking about the way the Rockets are hugging Steph Curry. And we saw two calls in game three when that was happening, and I'm satisfied with that.
Yeah, it's just freedom of movement stuff, and I agree with the caller and, you know, what you said about physicality, because part of it, when you allow more physicality, it does take some of the flopping out of the game. Not completely, but it makes it so that players are going to know that they're not going to get the calls that they normally would get maybe in the regular season, and that, for me, becomes a good measure to try to cut back on flopping, because nobody likes to see that. We don't watch basketball to watch a guy throw his head back or throw his leg into somebody to try to foul bait and the rest of it. And so if the officials are going to allow more contact and more physicality, that in and of itself, I think, limits players' ability to draw calls, because you're not going to get the real fouls, so you're not going to be able to embellish and get the fake fouls either.
That's a tremendous observation. I think that's a great point and a way to look at this that maybe will make people feel a little bit better, which is we always get so angry at all the fake stuff, and if you've got players who see the physicality being allowed and they just, if they, I don't know that they all do, but if they process that and go, look, just go play.
Yeah.
Just go play. Try to score. Don't try to draw a foul because you can't trust that it's going to be there. That's a net positive. That's a good thing if it plays that way.
And I don't know if that's the way that some of the famous floppers like Harden and Trae Young and even LeBron and in his way, if they are internalizing it that way, but I think we're all seeing it watching a ton of NBA playoffs.
Yep.
They're letting a lot more occur. They're letting a lot more go. And the physicality is obviously going to be ratcheted up because it's the playoffs. And these guys understand that, you know, it's win or go home. And if you want to win a championship, you can't afford to lose games.
Let's keep it going. 888-957-9570. Fred in Richmond next up here on Willard and Dibbs. Hi, Fred.
Willard and Dibbs. How y'all doing, man?
Come on, Fred. Bring it.
Hey, man, I'm feeling that hat you got on, man. That's a nice hat you got on, Willard. You know, hey. I'm watching from the YouTube.
This is the one that I wear when things are getting big, and that was a pretty perfect Bay Area sports weekend. You had the win without Jimmy game 3. You had back-to-back Giants walk-offs, and you had the Lakers lose twice. I'm feeling SF
Absolutely. Today,
Fred.
That's what I'm talking about. So I just wanted to get into this situation with game 4. I just know that the Warriors are going to win. I would love Dylan Brooks to shoot the ball about 10 times, or he could go about 3 for 10 because he's a horrible shooter. He really thinks he be on, but he really don't be. About Kuminga, Kuminga has to just be professional at this point. We'll worry about that situation at the end of the season. It looked like we're in a championship mode. Hopefully Jimmy comes back tonight. If he don't, Kuminga, get your head in the game, baby. Go Dubs.
Fred, thanks. Jimmy has already confirmed in.
And I don't think that Jonathan Kuminga has been unprofessional.
Not at all.
In
I agree
way.
With you.
Okay,
yeah,
I just wanted to make sure that I got that out there because he wasn't saying that he was being unprofessional, but he's just saying that he needs to be a professional.
I think he has
And
been.
I think that he went out there in game 3 and he got the start, and I don't know how quickly before the game he found out, but he went out there and did his level best. He was defending and he was playing as hard as he always does. Now, you may want him to play harder.
It's not hard enough.
Sure.
It's not hard
That's
enough.
Neither here nor there.
Yeah, on offense, look, what do we ask of all of these players? Decisiveness. We've asked it of all of them. Like, it's Tim Roy even sat here and said, like, you asked him that question about why do role players play better at home?
Yeah.
And he said, you know, sometimes in the playoffs, like, there's just that split second where you're like, oh, am I going to be the one to shoot this? Wait a minute. I only average 9 a night. Like, you want me and the second you think that, the shot's gone.
Yeah.
And so you give it up. You want decisiveness. And sure, you can say there's a reason for his indecisiveness, but the bottom line is it's there. It's there, and he is searching, and there are no holes, and his decision-making on the offensive side. I'll agree with you. I saw some good defense from Jonathan Kuminga. I thought on the offensive side of the ball, he really did not meet the opportunity.
Well, and again, this is not the time for him to be unsure or for them to be unsure about him. And that's why, you know, and Quentin Post is getting minutes and he's getting run because he's playing with decisiveness. And Pods has been doing that for his entire career. He's a guy who plays with the swagger. He's not somebody who is locking up in the moment. Even Moses Moody, struggling as he might be at times from 3, he still is shooting the open shot. He's not turning down open looks because he's not feeling confident.
888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs at the team store. And, man, the place is filling up. Energy is here tonight on a beautiful day in the city as we get ready for Game 4. The coverage from beginning to end is all right here on your home for Warrior basketball, 95.7 The Game. Let's go to Charlie in L.A. Hey, Charlie, thanks for calling.
Hey, guys, can you hear me okay?
We got you, brother.
Awesome. Just wanted to say I'm a big fan of the program. You guys definitely make me feel way less homesick being a transplant in L.A., and I wanted to call to just kind of give my perspective from behind enemy lines here. But I spend a lot of my time defending the Warriors, all my teams, against my coworkers and friends. And L.A. fans are a very, to be politically correct, overconfident group of people. And I'm not the biggest stats nerd, but I like are you guys familiar with Pythagorean wins?
What if we say yes? Go ahead.
That's based on your plus-minus point total, right? And it computes what your win total should be based on points for and points against.
Exactly. So it's like a statistical way to kind of approximate if you're lucky or unlucky team. A good sports example from a couple of years ago would be the Minnesota Vikings were I think like an 11 or 12 win team, but they were barely breaking even with point differential and they flamed out in the playoffs. So I have been repeatedly hammering to Lakers fans how lucky they are, whether it's just, you know, maybe Redick's good and coaching them to wins or LeBron gets his calls, but they have the point differential of a team that should be barely over 500. So when the playoffs started, they were all giving me a hard time about how we were going to get smoked by the Rockets. And I, you know, stood my ground that I thought that we were a horrible matchup for the Rockets as long as, you know, Jimmy and Steph are healthy. But that goes for every team in the playoffs. And I thought that Minnesota was a horrible matchup for them. To end my story, and I'll let you guys move on to other callers, I work in a restaurant, and I was able to personally enjoy and appreciate a live reaction from a lot of Lakers fans at the bar for their last game. And I've been following, and I hear them all erupt in cheers like they just won the game. And I kind of knew in my head that there should be time on the clock still. So I walked over, and I'm expecting to see maybe LeBron or someone put him up 5 or 6, again, behind enemy lines here. But I kind of walked away, and I was like, they're going to lose this game. These people don't know what they're watching. And sure enough, you know, you got the McDaniels layup. They hit the foul. All of a sudden, they're down. They completely fell apart. And as a Bay Area guy, like, you could lick the tears off these people's faces. I wish I could share it with everyone that's listening, honestly.
Put Laker tears on the menu at the restaurant you work. And, that would be a good time. Thanks so much for the call. Yeah, look, that thing, I mean, J.J. Redick, he ran his team into the ground, and they didn't have anything left in that game. But it's interesting, he brings up that point differential thing.
Pythagoras.
Well, you could do whatever you want with that. Like, for instance, you know who's got a better point differential than the Warriors? The Rockets.
Yeah.
The Rockets do. But Minnesota does have also, they have the second best point differential in all of the playoffs. How about in the West? Who's got the lowest? He's right. It's the Lakers. The Lakers have the lowest point differential. So does it mean something? Look, I don't know. The bottom line is they are now up against it. They are probably going out. And I don't know how you could look at that any other way than a massive disappointment when LeBron James and Luka Doncic are both on the team. I'd feel the same way if this series takes a turn and heads the other direction.
Yeah, no doubt, because you went out and you got Jimmy Butler for this. And yeah, you have a couple more years to try to accomplish what you want to accomplish, but you made the move this year at this moment because we want to maximize the Steph Curry window, and you wanted to give him a swing. You wanted to give him a bite at the apple. Well, here you go, chef. How about them apples? You got an apple. Take the bite. And you're up 2-1.
I will say something real cool. This is kind of a quick aside, but it's along the lines of what you're talking about there. I don't know if you saw Draymond Green and his comments over the weekend sharing a little bit into what he and Steph said to one another and how they reacted when they were in Utah and found out that the team had acquired Jimmy Butler. And they go out, and they've got to say goodbye to some teammates, including Andrew Wiggins, a champion.
Yep.
And then they go out and completely blow an awful basketball game
yep.
against an awful team. But the emotion of the night, and I'm paraphrasing, but they sat together for a minute, and they felt almost overwhelmed by what the trade meant. The message that they got was, dude, the team still believes in us. And this was a conversation that Draymond and Steph shared with one another. Like,
yeah.
almost overwhelmed at their age, they still believe in us to go do this for us, and we've got to go make good on that. And that's kind of what they've carried with them the rest of the way. And so Jimmy gets all this credit for coming here and changing the team, and that's not wrong. But at the same time, I think the energy that started to get put into the team by those two who have been here all along, like, they've played really well since Jimmy arrived
oh, yeah.
as well.
So. Yeah, that's a great point and a good story because, you know, that is honestly a big vote of confidence when you trade all those players and a draft pick to bring in somebody who is, you know, another blank hole in the room,
yeah,
as
man.
Draymond said it. And you know what? Here's your chance. And you signed Jimmy Butler to a 2-year contract extension, which tells you not only do we believe in you this year, but we're going to give you a long run. We're going to give you 2 more years, all of you together. And like Tim was saying, Tim Roy joined us an hour ago. If you get to the end of those contracts, well, then you might have a decision to make. Maybe you want to run it back 1 more year. Maybe that's going to be the end of
yeah.
whatever this is going to be. But you bring in Jimmy for this year, and it's go time, but you also have a couple more years to work with.
Yeah, Granny, what do you got?
A couple of things. First, I do have the quote that you're referring to. I'll read that in a sec, but one more timely piece from Steve Kerr on Jimmy Butler speaking pregame one. He confirmed that he is going to play, but he added, quote, he's not on a minutes restriction. It'll just depend on how he's feeling.
Okay.
Okay, so that's Steve Kerr on Jimmy Butler.
That's interesting.
And the quote that you're referring to, this comes courtesy of a story from Om Yongmasuk on ESPN. Let's bleep and go then, Draymond told ESPN what he said back to the teary-eyed Curry in Utah. Let's do it. There's an appreciation that we felt and feel. We were sitting there and coming to the realization we got an obligation to uphold. They traded for Butler for us because they still believe in us.
Pretty cool.
That's yeah. Draymond.
It's pretty cool. That's, yeah. So go read that whole story because that, like in reading that, it stuck with me. To think about the way those two guys reacted and all the emotion of that evening. Wiggins is leaving. Butler's coming. Maybe there's some fear, some anger, yeah. some excitement, the joy, all of the emotions at once. And then you look at them, let the dust settle, and see what they've done since then. And it was a 23-8 record in the regular season, and now a 2-1 record in the playoffs, and potentially on the doorstep of being the only non-top four seed to end up in the second round.
Right, and it's all not just because of Jimmy, but like you were saying, you know, Draymond and Steph get a little bit of an energized jolt knowing that the franchise does still believe. And if you take the 12-3 start aside, what they did over the course of the next 40 or so games was just flatline, mediocre. Two up, one down, one up, two down. They were unable to get any real traction. They were languishing as a 10 or 11 seed, and they were going nowhere. They were dead in the water, and it felt like, okay, you're going to have to wait till another offseason. You're not getting KD. We don't want Zach LaVine, Vujicic, and, you know, Cam Johnson. And all the rest of
Cam it. Johnson's still coming, by the way.
No, and that'd
Cam
be great.
Johnson.
Maybe.
Johnson's coming next year.
Yeah, sure. I mean, he's allowed to if yeah. they trade for him, but it just felt like everything was just going to kind of be stuck and off to the play-in, and maybe they'll get a series, and it just wasn't looking good.
Let's keep going with y'all. Jason on 280. Hey, Jason, thanks for calling.
Hey, Willard and Diz. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, ma'am.
I was at the game Saturday on my way in tonight. I wanted to talk about the latest chapter in the Buddy Hield experience. You know, you can go 1-for-7 and you can be angry. He can get picked by Adams and you're angry. And he can also, you know, make 6 threes and win your playoff game. So, like, we give him his flowers for that. But what do you think that means for Steve Kerr and Buddy going forward? Does he get more run? see how he's going. Is he going to close the game tonight like he did on Saturday?
Well, here's what I would say. Jason, thanks. I think Buddy Hield, maybe more so than any other player on the Warriors, is always on a night-to-night, minute-to-minute
shot
scenario.
To shot. Yeah.
So when you say, will he close the game, that's never going to be in the plan. I don't know if there are plans with regard to Buddy. Buddy is, as I would call it, and this is dating ourselves a little bit, but you'll remember, choose your own adventure books.
Oh, yeah, you love this.
Choose your own adventure. And so here's what a choose your own adventure book was. You read the first two pages, and then it would be like, if you want the story to go this way, go to page 15. If you want it to go that way, go to page 32. Well, that's Buddy. Buddy, you get to earn more minutes when the shots go in. If the shots are not going in and you're dribbling into the fifth row and Steven Adams is picking your pocket, you sit down next to me and you're not going to play any more basketball. So I just think that he, more so than any other Warrior, his plan only comes together in the moment.
Of course. And, you know, you look at game three and he goes 6 of 13 from the floor, 29 minutes. Game two, 2 of 4 from the floor, 16 minutes.
Yep.
So based on how he's looking and how his shot is looking, he's going to earn a lot of minutes. Or if the shot's not great, he's not going to get a lot of minutes.
What's your nightly over-under on how many times a fan yells the word Buddy in the middle of the game while watching?
Well, especially if it's like, oh, Buddy, or no Buddy.
Or Buddy!
Okay.
All of them.
I mean,
any Buddy yell.
I would say
it's kind of
five
like,
and a half per
see,
fan.
I was going to say 4.5.
Yeah.
4.5. I'll take the over tonight.
Well, because I was watching at home on the couch, and I probably had 4 or 5, Buddy. And then there were a couple, Buddy!
Sometimes.
A couple threes, it's like, Buddy!
Sometimes I get so mad, I can't even say it. I just drop my face into my hands. That's it. Like, you just...
Oh, Buddy.
Man, what are we doing? Why is this person on the Warriors? And then 2 seconds later,
dude.
Splash.
Yep.
Buddy! My guy!
That's right.
Yeah.
Always been my guy.
Loved you from the beginning, buddy.
Never gave up on you, buddy.
Let's go to Eric in the city. Eric, what's good?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Oh, I'm just looking forward to tonight's Warriors game and glad that Jimmy Butler's playing. Looking on the internet, they've got a 62.4% chance of winning tonight. So that's good. Rockets, 37.6% chance of winning. So I'm just looking forward to the game. The
Warriors. What does that actually mean to you? The win probability.
Warriors win, lock it up.
That's fun. Do you really sit down for a game and go, okay, 62.4% chance, I'm happy in 3 hours?
Well, it gives me a good feeling about the game itself, that the Warriors have that edge over the Rockets, you know, and what else can we say? It's a home game. We're looking forward to another Warriors win, and they can take command of this series.
Eric, no doubt, and thanks for the call. Enjoy the heck out of the night. I'll say this. Each game, look, playoff games always carry with them automatically. The day after, if they win, you're very, very excited and optimistic. And if they lose, it's obviously the opposite. But there are quirks, I think, to each game that are a little bit different. For example, if they had lost Saturday, then I think you wake up Sunday morning fearful about the series.
Yeah.
But also, like, okay, I can explain it. Jimmy Butler was gone. Now, hopefully, Jimmy Butler will be back, and they will stage a comeback, you know, like a thoroughbred coming down the stretch. That's the thought. This one, to me, here's the quirk of this one. Warriors win tonight, and whether it's fair or not, fans are going to start the round two party. If you lose this one, it's going to feel like something got stolen from you, and it's going to bring fear.
Yeah, home court will be what got stolen from
you. Totally, and it's going to bring fear to the party and the realization that this is officially a long series. So, to me, that is as significant of a dichotomy as you can have.
It's pretty dramatic.
That's why I'm so into Game 4s.
Yeah, it's a big one, and you know it can go a number of different ways. And this Warrior postseason is unlike many others. It probably would be most reminiscent of 2022 if they indeed go on a run, because when you had Kevin Durant here, there were really no low spots. One year you went 16-1. You won the first 15 games in the playoffs. Then you lost game 4 in the finals, and then you just won the title. There was no real, like, highs and lows, good game, bad game. This Warrior team, if they make it out of this series and if they get into the next series, there's going to be at least a game, hopefully not more than one game, where it's like, ooh, they were bad, and they were flat, they were this, they were that. This team doesn't have the same margin for error that those other championship teams had. That's why it reminds me a little bit of 2022, where you had a couple of rough patches, nothing too prolonged, and you were able to handle your business at home, steal one on the road. That's the formula to win a series.
888-957-9570. Jonathan in the city is next up. Hi, Jonathan. What's good?
Hey, what's up, man? You know what's good is I got a feeling that tonight we're going to see that classic playoff Jimmy game, and also in the next game. So go ahead and exercise that killer instinct. Put him in their coffin tonight, and in the next game, nails in the coffin. Get rid of the Rockets, because it looks like it's going to be the Timberwolves, and the Timberwolves are way better than the Rockets. Thank you, GP2, for showing up in fourth quarter. He was kind of like that field team six that got airdropped behind enemy lines and did their thing. Buddy Yield had a pretty good game, and for that, I owe him a buddy.
Thank you, Jonathan. Appreciate it, man. I'm fighting like hell to not do, and I know he wasn't.
We're not doing it.
No, he wasn't doing this, but the fact that he even brought it up, I am not letting the quote-unquote Minnesota-Golden State matchup, I'm just not allowing it into my head. At least not until after tonight, at minimum.
Yeah, I'm not even going to entertain it after tonight, because as mentioned, you've had some teams, including this franchise, blow a 3-1 series lead.
True.
And that was on the heels of them coming back from a 3-1 deficit.
Totally.
So they had two of those in the simple season. Yeah. They did it to OKC, and then Cleveland did it to you, and it's like 3-1 is it's kind of triggering.
Little Jude sometimes, because he's 11, he gets his facts wrong, but like any 11-year-old, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like being called out when his facts are wrong. And he saw Minnesota go up 3-1, and he came in just like the little kid from Jerry Maguire. He walks in the kitchen, and he goes, "Dad, did you know only one team has come back from down 3-1 in the history of the NBA?"
And
I went, "Oh, chokes on the open net." I said, "You know, it actually happened to the Warriors twice in a week and a half, Jude. So I know that that stat's wrong. Back to the drawing board. Well, no pizza for you tonight."
The stat, and he was close but no cigar, only one team's ever come back in the finals from being down 3-1. That's probably the stat that he had heard and the stat that he wanted to regurge to his father.
Or maybe he's just 11 and somebody said something at school. I don't know.
Yeah, but odds are that he was probably on it, but just slightly off. And, yeah, it's happened 13 times.
Yeah.
So this would be, I mean, you don't want to see it. And spoiler alert, I don't think it's going to happen in the Eastern Conference. Cavaliers 66, Heat 23.
Well, they're not even up 3-1. They're up 3-0.
66-23.
Yeah, Miami.
Miami would have to win in order to be down 3-1.
Correct.
They're down by 4. Oh, they cut it to 41, Mark.
Okay, good. They're on their way back.
Yep.
888-957-9570. We're not done with you guys. Sammy in San Jose. Hey, Sammy. What's going on, man?
Willard and Dick, it's good to hear from you guys. I'm a long-time listener, super long-time listener, and I'm finally getting patched through. I'm stoked.
So are we, Sammy. Let's hear it.
All right. So we've been beating this subject to death, JK, but I want to offer a little nuance. What we have here for JK, as we saw in his last start, is a procrastination sensation.
That's awesome.
Here it is. Here it is. If I'm JK,
cha-ching!
I get 17 minutes. Oh, thank you. I get 17 minutes and one rebound. What does that signal to me? That signals that I am not crashing the boards. I am not getting a sprained ankle. I am not twisting my knee. I'm in a contract year. And you know what? I've been on ice over and over again. So let me give my minimal amount, perhaps. I don't know for sure, but I'm not getting injured. And that's a business decision.
Yeah, that's interesting, Sammy, and I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, especially in the context of this particular player and situation that we're talking about, I'd argue that the more he does that and the fewer minutes he gets, like, dude, your business decision's a bad one. You're losing millions of dollars by the week right now, and I hate saying it that way because I have no idea, A, what he's going to make, and I don't have any idea what he was going to make, but there is no way that the last 7 weeks have been kind to Jonathan Kuminga's marketability. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
True. And yeah, you know, we don't know what's coursing through his mind, and I want him to succeed. We all do. We see the potential. We see the explosion. So let's see if he can meet his next opportunities. We don't know.
All right, Sammy, thank you. Appreciate it. 888-957-9570.
I don't know if he's out there making business decisions. I'm not seeing that from Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, I don't either. But if he is, they're bad ones.
Well, he's just not – I don't think that he is hardwired to go in there and rebound at the level we all think that he should rebound. And it's something that takes attitude and effort, and he hasn't shown it consistently throughout his career. Even earlier this year when he was getting a lot of minutes before Jimmy came, you see a lot of these games before the injury – and two rebounds in 28 minutes. And, you know, he had games of 10 and 8 rebounds. So it's there. He has it in him, but it's just the consistency in doing it.
You know, this might be a good time. And, Lucas, if you have this queued up now, that Austin Rivers piece of content that Tim Roy was talking about, there's something tucked into it that I do want everybody to hear. And basically, he's talking about the fact that Jonathan Kuminga is a very hard worker. Like, if anybody's thinking that this guy just kind of doesn't have his head screwed on straight, I really don't think that's it. Lucas, do we have Austin Rivers? All right, let's take a listen to this.
Players need to watch film just as much as they get in their bag.
Well, here, Mike Malone said the players don't watch film when they can.
They don't watch film anymore. Mike Malone, they don't watch film anymore.
Yeah.
They want bag work. Kuminga is actually, and I'll give him credit, he has tremendous work ethic. I know people who know him personally. The guy lives in the gym. Great. None of it's useful right now. Do you know how to move without the ball? Well, you'd be surprised how many guys don't know sets. That's why JJ lost his mind the other day when he called timeout. Guys, forget plays or what's that? Where am I at? There's not a play on the floor where Steph don't know. There's not a play on the floor that Draymond Green does not know. The good ones study. I realized how wrong I was doing it. Game ends. We got to win. I played well. I had 20, 18, 15, whatever. That was a great game for me, at least. You know, I wasn't no all-star, but me scoring 15, 20 points, I'm like, all right, good night. I'm on the plane. I crack open the laptop. I put on a movie. I look at Chris Paul next to me. This is in there on Synergy. It's breaking down clips. The whole flight. I'm watching holes. Grandpa, I'm tired of digging his hole. That's too damn bad. You remember that? Yeah, that's what I'm doing. He's watching film, studying the game, getting better, learning stuff. That is the difference, bro. Learning, watching, studying up here. What separates the greats, though, like the really, really good players from the not, is up here.
Of course, as he's saying up here, he's pointing to his head.
Yeah.
But tucked into that, like, Jonathan's not dogging it. No. I don't know. Jonathan is not dogging it. He's handled it well. He's trying, but
he's living in the gym.
He also called it useless right now. All the work that he's doing in the gym, it's not translating to what the Warriors are trying to do.
Yeah, and I do think that it comes down to a fit situation, and I don't know if the fit is going to be one that is successful over the next couple of years just based on the personnel. Because Jimmy Butler's going to be on the court, and he's going to be the ISO player. And I don't know how much better Kuminga can get in the other areas and how fast he can go about doing that to where he'd be able to contribute next year.
Want to know who called?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, you have the call screen. I can't really see it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kurt in Hayward Hills. Hello, Kurt.
The best sports boys in the Bay Area, Willard and Diggs, 95.7.
You found us again, Kurt.
Man.
Well, hey, fellas, you know, I just had to talk about Curry. That's who won the game for us, fellas. Curry won that game. 36 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists, and how many steals? Was it 1 or 2? He had a tremendous game. You know what he did? All those little players, the young players, he faked them all out. He faked them out. He's a fake-out artist. I think he's got to be probably the best fake-out artist in NBA history and the best dribbler, not only the best shooter, but everything else. He was fantastic. He won the game for us, even though we got help from some other players. But if it wasn't for Curry, the greatest shooter in the world, we won the game, put a star next to his name, and tonight, we're going to win tonight. If we win tonight, we go up 3-1, and then you could stick a fork in Houston. They're not going to win tonight.
Yeah, what do you think's happening tonight, Kurt?
You know what's happening. Jimmy's going to play a big game. Curry's going to do shooting. Green's going to be defense. It's going to be another battle with the young fellas. And what's his name? Probably maybe he might get thrown out of the game. I mean, he fouled out yesterday, that's for sure. Saturday, he fouled out, so, you know, he's not that good. I don't think he's good at all, and Houston's too young. I see him going up 3-1, and there's another team you could stick a fork in, the Lakers. They're finished. Mm-hmm. They're not going to beat them.
I love it. Lock it up.
So, yeah, they're finished. Wait a minute. You think they're going to stop Edwards? Forget about it.
Mark thinks they're going to win game five, and he's probably right on that. But after that, when they go to Minnesota, I think that that will be just about all for the Lakers.
Yeah, stick a fork in them.
Okay. Okay, so if somebody pulled out their bracket, you know, we were doing those NBA playoff brackets, Kurt. If they pulled out their bracket,
go ahead, brother.
Right, and they had their round two, and it says the Rockets against the Lakers, the two seed versus the three seed. What would you say to that bracket?
Got it!
He's back. Look, everybody turns the ball over sometimes.
It's okay.
But it's what you do next. It's what you do in life with your tough moments that matters most, Dibs.
And he is like the Buddy Hield of callers. You just never know what you're going to get.
Hey,
but
Dylan, let me tell you something. If you came around my neighborhood, I hope you're listening. If you came in my neighborhood, I'll make a phone call and we'll have you busted up.
Okay. There's Kurt threatening Dylan Brooks
just a couple days ago. A little throwback there. I got scared for a minute. I thought he was still on the phone. I thought maybe I'd cross Kurt.
Yeah.
Hey, Dibs, you little runt.
Kurt does such a good Kurt that you don't know if it's live or taped.
And also being on remote, you never know. So, Kurt, I'm not going to cross you. And, I'm not going to your neighborhood.
One phone call.
Dude, seriously.
Game 4.
Busted up.
Game 4, Warriors Rockets tips off at 7. Warriors live with Mark Grandy and Evan Giddings. We got both tonight starting at 6. 20 minutes away, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Those of you who are ready to chat and have connected, stay right where you are. We've got more time for calls. We're coming to you next, right here on Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
There goes the two boys, the two great boys of the Bay Area, the best sports show on town.
On 95.7 The Game.
There it is. That's a lot of run for Kurt over the last 8 minutes of our lives. But that's all right. He's threatening Dylan Brooks, so he's okay in my book. 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibs, Team Store. We're getting ready to hand this thing over to Evan Giddings and Mark Grandy, and that means game time is almost here.
Yeah, and I love the stuff that they put down, and that'll lead right into Tim and Tom, and we go around the association, and this date in NBA history and all the rest of it.
Woo.
Become part of my routine. You know, you and I hustle to the car, and you get in the car on a weeknight, and you get usually the tail end of Grandy or Evan. Tonight you get both, and then rolls right into tip time about 7:05 tonight.
I'm not hustling to the car tonight. I'm hustling to Splash for some nachos.
I'm hustling to my media seat.
And,
taking the game.
Stay for the whole thing?
Probably. Although, you know, depending, like...
I'll try to stop by.
Well, if it's fourth quarter and there's 4 minutes to go and they're up 14, we out. Out the building.
I hear you.
You don't want to join us for post-game, Dibs?
I'm afraid I can't
go
tonight.
Go talk to Steve.
Yeah.
Go talk to him in person.
Steve, did we lose you?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
There's already, like, you know, enough touches to go around.
You could stay
things.
For Steph, too, if you want to stay up till 1 in the morning.
Oh, I surely could.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Dude, Steph, man, that night owl. People don't even know how long that brother makes people wait.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Anyway.
Yeah, I got a 2-year-old who is relentless at 6:30 in the morning, so she's not going to, hey, you know what, Daddy had a late night. I'm going to stay in the crib.
Might still be here at 6:30 in the morning.
Seriously.
Steph just coming out of the shower, like, I'm going to come talk to you guys just a sec. Anyway, Chef can do whatever he wants.
Yep.
Don't want to make it sound any otherwise. Engagement is everything on the court and in life. Vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page before every game. We do it on game days. It's presented by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler. All right, here's what we asked today. Game 3 Saturday, Warriors with no Jimmy Butler, trailed by as many as 13. I said this is the most impressive win that any NBA playoff team has had so far. Do you agree? Yes or no? And the poll results are in. 84% of the respondents say yes, this was the highlighted win of the entire playoffs by any team.
Interesting, because the same question you got put on the YouTube feed, and it's running about 62-38. And normally those numbers line up pretty close. The Twitter numbers
normally,
and the YouTube numbers. So
And Twitter being the more positive place, I did not have that on my bingo card.
No, that's an upset.
Hey, YouTubers, you're more negative than Twitter today.
Unheard of. Yeah, 63% to 37%. 520 votes in just 3 hours.
Okay,
people are engaged.
Yeah, YouTube. Yes, they are. And congratulations to all of them.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. 888-957-9570. How about John in the city? What's up, John? Thanks for calling.
Hey, how are you guys? Can you hear
so
me?
Good. We got you, man.
Well, thank you, thank you. I am so happy with a third game, man. I mean, the Rockets have been beating up our boys since the first game and second game. We saw headlocks on Draymond. They're, you know, throwing down Pajemski on the floor, grabbing Curry. I'm so glad the third game. I saw, like, Gary Payton, like, level Dylan Brooks. our bench just, like, getting physical. I mean, we gave him a wake-up call, and they didn't know what hit him. That's me. That's all I got for you guys. Thank you.
John, thank you. Yeah, you got to look. I've never worried about the Warriors on this front. I worry about it from the standpoint of, A, is it going to lead to an injury? It kind of already did. Even though your take and my take a little different on that. I don't think Amen Thompson was trying to hurt Jimmy Butler. But I worry about it from creating an injury, and I worry about it in specific spots, as I've said so many times, where I see something very strategic and illegal happening, like the Rockets hugging Steph Curry off of the ball, sometimes even on the ball. I want to see that stuff get out of the game. Outside of that, there's no way around this. The playoffs in the NBA are physical, and your team needs to be ready to meet that, or they're going to lose. And I've never worried about the Warriors on that front. They've been through this 100 times. They are completely aware of what they were getting into, and they're not shying away from that. They're ready for that.
Yeah, they have to be ready, and they've matched the physicality. And, you know, you can talk about the Amen Thompson on Jimmy Butler, dirty or not dirty. Doesn't really matter anymore. It happened, and Jimmy got hurt, and then the caller mentioned in GP2 putting a little bit of a thump onto Dylan Brooks. It's going to be physical, and tonight's not going to be any different. If you're Houston and you realize you know, your number one best way to go about beating the Warriors is by harassing and trying to contain Steph Curry. So you're going to come at him even harder than you have through the first three games.
I mean, it's desperation time. Mm-hmm. And again, the Rockets are not facing elimination tonight, but to a degree, you start to feel that. Again, just look, the Lakers were in this situation yesterday. On the road, trailing 2-1, J.J. Redick at halftime went, none of you are ever sitting out ever again.
Yeah, which is weird.
Which is a terrible move, but my point is that's the level of desperation a team feels in this moment, and that's what Houston's going to have tonight.
And I wonder about the message you send in the locker room to your team when you do that. And the Warriors will never do that.
I mean,
Jimmy Butler,
not their style.
If the Warriors lose this game and you get to a game 5 in Houston, Jimmy Butler might play 46 minutes. He's done it before. He might play all the minutes because that's what Jimmy does. But you're not just going to suddenly go, Steph and Draymond, you're playing 42, and that's not going to work.
No.
And it's not going to help the short term or the long term. So tonight, I do wonder about Jimmy Butler and his minutes. Steve said no restriction, but we'll see how he feels
see
when
he
goes
feels.
Out there.
Yeah, we just watched him walk into the arena. No limp, but that's just walking. And so, you know, we'll see. Grandy, what do you got for us?
Well, you guys were talking with Tim Roy earlier, and you guys, Lucas back in the studio played a highlight from Saturday,
yes.
Warriors win, where Tom Tolbert cracked a can of beer open at the very end to signify the game is over.
Okay.
And you were wondering, when did he start this? Well, I found some evidence along with some help from Lucas back in the studio. Lucas, let this highlight rip.
DiVincenzo, defensive rebound, finds Poole. Poole penetrates to Thompson. Thompson left side. Three ball! Number 11 for Clay. Timeout for OKC. It's 120-95. Tom Tolbert has called it.
Okay,
that was
take it up with Tim.
February 2023.
I am 2 years
ago.
Take it up
guy.
Take it up with Tim Roy. He's the one who said it started middle of the season.
He must have not have understood your question.
I mean, I thought it was a pretty simple question. It was when did Tom start cracking the can?
Awesome.
I mean, I don't know. How is there a way that that could feel confusing?
Maybe it took a hiatus because they weren't winning a lot of basketball games until Jimmy Butler got here. I'm not sure.
And he wasn't doing all the games. He wasn't doing the road games. And I don't know, but you take it up with Tim, and that was pretty definitive. That was evidence.
Yeah, that's a can crack.
Yeah.
And so it turns out he didn't take it from you, although
that's good.
Doing it for a couple of years now, maybe even longer.
Yeah, although they signify different things.
Right.
Mine just means I'm about to have water. I'm feeling dehydrated.
Yeah.
That's all that means.
Don't take this the wrong way, but Tom's is a little bit cooler.
I think everything about Tom is a little bit cooler. I don't take offense to that at all. Hey, before we go, JD South Bay. What up, JD?
What's going on, boys?
What's up?
Hey, humor me. Let me know what movie am I referencing. And Gibbs, don't step on me. Yes, buddy. You are a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Oh, jeez. I mean, is it...
come on.
It's got to be Elf.
Is it Elf?
You got it.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. It takes a village.
Yeah.
It takes a village up in this piece.
Yes. Okay.
Cotton-headed mini muggins.
Yeah.
All right.
JD, did you have anything else, or did
enough.
You just? Yeah.
I've had enough of Buddy.
You've had enough? How can you call in today and say that? That's like the best thing he's ever done as a warrior.
All right, Jay.
Okay.
All right, Jay.
All right.
Maybe I should have stepped on you, Jay.
Yeah. Got all the way to the end so somebody
Captain
could
bring down.
Take a shot at Buddy Hield after the best game he's ever played as a Warrior.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, all he did
I get it. He drives you nuts, but, you know.
I love it. I love watching Buddy play. And tonight, there's going to be, like you said earlier, how many times will the name Buddy be thrown out by fans?
I'll take in the over 4.5.
Okay, and if it's 5, hopefully 4 of them will be Buddy!
Buddy!
And there's only one. Oh, for Christ's sake, buddy. You know.
Here comes Evan and Mark. They've got themselves a little Warriors live action. And we're an hour away from tip. And it's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so do I. By the way, so does Steve Kerr. So Steve Kerr on the show tomorrow after game number 4. Here we go. Thank you, Tim Jordan, for your unbelievable work today in many cities all over the Bay Area. And then other than that, for Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.